everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of May 14th through 20th, 2012. The week before Grand Prix assignments, though in fact the selections took place this weekend in Chicago, they'll be announced tomorrow if the ISU doesn't feel like delaying it again. As I record this Sunday evening, somewhat disappointedly, there are no leaked rumors. The only thing of interest is the Japanese media reporting that Miki Ando is not only going to be back on the circuit, in fact, she doesn't have a choice in it. That since 2011, the ISU is making all potential comeback skaters sign agreements saying if they come back, they'll do the Grand Prix unless they claim injury or similar. Evgeny Plushenko is presumably immune from this agreement now that he's done Europeans, and Evan Lazacek may also be exempt because he was listed last year even though he pulled out, officially due to injury. But Johnny Weir has tweeted this weekend about having his fingers crossed, so he may have the obligation or he may be simply hoping to get something. This week, meanwhile, the ISU released the schedule of international competitions for next year, and the US will have a Senior B. But instead of Anaheim, where it was hinted there might be an international event, the competition will be held in Salt Lake City. On the schedule right now, it is referred to simply as U.S. Senior International and will take place in early September before most of the other Bs. Two more European competitions also debut with singles events at all three levels. The New Year Cup in Bratislava, Slovakia at the beginning of January, which also intends for senior pairs and ice dance events, and the Città di Torino Trophy in Italy just before Europeans, which will also have ice dance junior and senior events. However, there is a TBC next to the latter. Even more intriguing is the Medal Winners Open, an invite-only event taking place in Saitama, Japan, October 5th, with the Japan Open in the same place the next day, on a crowded weekend which will also see the Ondrej Napala and Finlandia trophies, as well as the Croatian Junior Grand Prix in Zagreb. Hearsay suggests this may be a pro-am event where current and past skaters will do freestyle programs with a very limited number of jumps allowed. Much of the rest of the news this week was in the pairs, especially in Russia, though the most dramatic news involves France as well. It seems that, far from quitting skating, as coach Natalia Pavlova tried to claim back when the split was announced, Lubov Ilyushishkina, in fact, left Mo Daria Mazarazze for France, where she has now been 2 months. She formed a partnership with French-Italian skater Yannick Cocon, who apparently decided to stay in the country even after his partnership with Melanie Hebechian didn't work out, and then wrote to Russian Federation President Alexander Gorshkov asking for a release. His first reaction was a simple no way in hell, but then her father showed up with her diary, in which she wrote about how miserable she was under Pavlova. Giving details, Gorshkov has rather egregiously violated Ilyushishkina's privacy making public. Suffice to say, even he had to admit she had a good reason for wanting to leave Pavlova at the very least. He has now offered to find her a new Russian partner, and Tamara Moskvina has offered to take her in. But he has still declared he's not having her competing against Russia in Sochi, and holds that he won't release her until the fall of 2014. If she stays in France, she'll have to wait the next 2 seasons out. Mazarazze, meanwhile, has formed a new partnership with Yulia Antipova, a 15-year-old singles girl who brings into her purse pairs partnership a triple lutz and a triple toe. After 2 weeks, they're doing fairly well with lifts and are working on a twist and are aiming for nationals. For new breakups, there's news that Ekaterina Pitikina and Maxim Kurtikov have split, apparently due to her outgrowing him, and she is now the latest partner of Konstantin Bezmeterik. Kurtikov is not alone, though. He is now skating with Kristina Ashteskova, who has some pairs experience and even came in 7th at 2011 Junior Worlds. Unlike Yuri Shevchuk's new pairs partner, Natalia Maitina, another former single skater from Lena Tuchkovskaya's school, too tall for most pairs partners, though lucky for her, Shevchuk is unusually tall too. Both new pairs are also in Pavlova's group, having moved to Moscow from St. Petersburg, along with Alex Stepanov, a young singles man who's hoping to find a pairs partner of his own in Moscow. For other single men, on the other hand, news includes confirmation of Artem Grigoryev's retiring to focus on school, and Artur Dmitriev, Stanislav Kovalev, and Mark Shakhmatov all being kicked out of their skating clubs. Dmitriev has joined Nikolai Morozov's group, Kovalev is still looking for a new place, and there is no further news as I record this Sunday evening of Shakhmatov. The Morozov group, meanwhile, all flew to the U.S. on Monday for choreography, excepting Alina Leonova, who has been waiting on her visa, but should be getting it around now. Though after working on programs and lifts this week, Tatiana Volzhozhar and Maxim Trankov are now to be off to perform in China before returning to the U.S. to finish up. There's also word of Anastasia Martyshev and Alexei Roganov working on 2 new programs, but no details, and of Vasilieva Devenkova and Andrei Deputat aiming to attend the Junior Grand Prix in Lake Placid and Zagreb, but they might also do some Senior B competitions. For ice dance, the news included Ilya Averbuch talking about Russia's current difficulties in ice dance, blaming the coaches for an inability to adapt the new rules and being overconfident that they knew better than the rest of the world and that their dominance could not be threatened. He expressed more optimism, however, on Elena Ilyinch and Nikita Kislyapov, whom he sees as adapted and capable of contending for a medal in Sochi. More word came from current competitors, Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev, where they talk about learning their technique over under Shasha Zhulin to the point they aren't getting much of a break this summer, and things are going well in a group where the other two top teams are their old acquaintances that had left their old coaches earlier, though they seriously considered going abroad to train before deciding to stay in Russia. There is more information, too, about the current situation in pairs in China. Word is now Yue Zhang has retired, and they are trying to find Lei Wei Wang a new partner. Word is that he first tried out with Zhuhan Wang, a very young would-be single skater who has presentation but lacks consistent triples, but has now rejected her and is trying out with Xiaoyu Chen, a student of Luan Bo's. Similarly, Hubo Dong and Yiming Wu have been done in by his retirement, with Dong trying out with Hao Zhang, but when that didn't work out, she couldn't find anyone else and is now likely to retire too. Next door, Japan may have only one pair, but they are causing high drama this week, with the Japanese Ministry of Justice speaking on the matter of conferring citizenship on Mervyn Tran, expressing doubt as to whether they can do it when there really is absolutely no precedent. Japanese Skating Federation President Saiko Hashimoto has said he does not think this excuse enough and has asked the Diet for a decision by the end of the year. Over in North America, things are less dramatic. Canada saw a pairs tryout scheduled for next Saturday in Mississauga, Ontario, with word on Andrew Evans being one of the coaches organizing it, which may be an indication of his retiring. Down south, Marissa Castelli and Simon Shapier did speak this week of working on a quad Sal Cow in practice with the thought of maybe even trying it in competition. She apparently landed it the first day they tried it, which is pretty remarkable considering how long it can take to master triple. There's even film of them landing it. Harrison Choate took it and it's up on Ice Network. For the rest, the news mostly involves choreography. Kitty Denny and John Coughlin have ventured up to Detroit to work with Pascal Carlomingo, while Tiffany Weiss and Don Baldwin have gone to Philip Mills after she tweeted the music of their short program as being to Journey's Open Arms. The only other actual music announcement was a tweet from Joshua Ferris saying he's keeping his Rachmaninov long because he got it mid-season and loves skating it while getting a new short. Otherwise, Adam Rippon is known to be working Michael Siebert, and Jonathan Kazar has gone to Toronto, presumably to work with David Wilson again, but there's no word on their music. And further, Ashley Wagner has followed Florin DiModio's example and tweeted a request for music ideas, though without the all caps. Other skaters are competing already. The Ann Arbor Springtime Invitational took place this weekend, with a bigger senior ladies field in the short program than in the free. Becky Bereswell won the former with 46.34 points, three more than the 43.13 points of Katie McBeath, who nonetheless improved on her skate from the May Day Open last week, and Greek skater Georgia Glastris also broke 40, scoring 41.88 for third. Neither Bereswell nor Glastris skated the free, however, and nor did two of more of the seven ladies in the short, and McBeath, who did, improved much more in this segment, topping her score from the May Day Open by nearly 25 points, scoring 86.50 to win by a humongous margin over Madeleine Collar, who'd been fourth in the short, and who nonetheless did, with 68.16 score, finish higher than McBeath had last week. Katia Spielbon topped both junior ladies' segments, scoring 47.08 to win the short by a large margin, and 76.19 to win the long by a much smaller 2 points. Ryan Hartley, meanwhile, was the only junior skater to skate both his programs, with a single much weaker competitor for each. He beat Alexander Newman, 52.91 to 33.23 in the short, and Justin Highgate-Brutman, 97.92 to 74.56. A smaller competition was the Trophy Cup in Hicksville, New York. Here the senior ladies had only two skaters in the short, neither of whom got very near 40. Aaliyah Clarkson beat Brittany Scalarulis 36.44 to 32.53. Clarkson didn't skate in the free, where Scalarulis was left to score 60.09. In the junior ladies, on the other hand, the short program was the thinner field, with only two girls, neither of whom broke 30. Marika Miyashita narrowly beat Jessica Sugarman 28.18 to 27.38, while the free field went up to four, topped by Eve Angler with 58.15, with Miyashita with 45.31, a distant second. The Young Artist Showcase is now in week three, with Garrett Kling the official winner of the Tribute to the Masters Challenge, with his tribute to modern dance choreographer Yerti Kilian. The Mark Hanratty, who took second, leads overall by a point. The theme this week was play ball, which required at least one ball to be used in the programs, and while balls of all sorts abounded, Kling has to get special points for creativity, his ball being the glowing red disc of the video game Galaxy Football 3000, as he enlisted Amber Van Wyk to play the game with him on ice. Mark Henready's tribute to the gym ball exercises, assigned by his old fitness teacher, performed with a fitness classmate, Daniel Aguiano, initially had trouble with YouTube's geo-blocking. With that fixed, he's now running away with the viewer poll again. Acolytes have also come in, however, for Robert Mauti's baseball theme number, performed by four boys from the Louisville Skating Academy. Amber Van Wyk, Adam Blake, Braden Overt, Tommy Steinberg, and Kate McSwain started their own Masters competition Monday with their own tribute to the Masters. Summer shows also continue, with the show schedule in Sun Valley getting additions, such as Jeremy Barrett, who is going guest coaching there this summer while performing with Natalia Zaitseva. For the guest skaters of individual shows, Maya and Alex Shibutani are joined for the July 14th show by Adam Rippon. Ashley Wagner will star alongside Evan Lysacek on July 21st. Kyoko Ina and John Zimmerman join Alyssa Sisney July 28th. Johnny Weir and Gracie Gold are the now announced guest stars for August 4th. And Lysacek has actually pulled out of the August 25th show, perhaps due to it being the same weekend as Champs Camp. Up north, Canadian Stars on Ice wrapped up Friday in Vancouver, and Kurt Browning took the opportunity to talk about choreographing this year's show alongside Jeffrey Buttle, saying, "I love Stars on Ice and I want it to be as strong as it can be. But not that it needed changing, just that I wanted to leave my mark on it." While he skated two this year, and in fact gave one of his better recent performances in Vancouver, he may not for much longer, as age is now starting to catch up to him. He pretty much won the last show's prank contest, too, by kissing Cynthia Phaneuf during the final bows. Other pranks included Sean Sawyer intruding on the girls' group number in high heels and a yellow bikini. A much longer interview was published this week with Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poggi by Art on Ice, initially in Italian, but it's been translated into English, talking about how far they've come these past two seasons and how they like training alongside Nathalie Pagel and Fabienne Borsa, especially after they've managed to pull so close to them competitively. And while even with Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyers not skating clean, they were shocked to be so close to them after the short dance at Canadian Nationals, but now, when asked if they want to top them, their only answer is they want to top everyone, and they now really think they can do it. They also said rather politely that the polka would not have been their short dance compulsory of choice, and they have reservations both about what's emphasized in the compulsory patterns now and the use of the fin step next year, though they think the latter's good for their style. They have much more positive words for the team event, though, and think it could even help them to participate, and will be glad to have Worlds in Canada next year, because while not making the Olympics in Vancouver was in a way the best thing that ever happened to them in terms of spurring them on, they're still glad to be able to skate in at least one big competition in Canada. They call it their mini-Olympics. An equally long article was published this week about Akiko Suzuki, confirming she will skate at least one more year, because while she was happy to win bronze at Worlds, she thought she could have skated better throughout the season. She's not sure, though, if she'll then do the Olympic season as well. She also spoke about the struggle she had with anorexia that caused her to miss a season, going against Japanese custom of not talking about such difficulties to aid those also suffering from the disorder, and called that another one of her motives to keep skating. The article also noted that with Yuzuru Hanyu having gone to Toronto, she is now the only top Japanese skater who has never gone to train abroad. She said of this that she'd actually like to see foreign skaters training in Japan someday, but while the coaching in Japan has gotten better, the environment still makes training difficult, and that she herself is lucky to be employed by a company that owns a rink they let her use. She also talked about training for as long as she had with the same coach. It has been nearly 10 years since I have been working with Mr. Nagakubo. When you're working with somebody that long, you start saying things very straightforwardly to each other. He will scold me sometimes, and I will say something back. At the same time, afterward, we can have communication. There are advantages and disadvantages to having such a long relationship. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to see his face today, but tomorrow will be okay. I think our relationship is really strong and good. She credits with him with getting her to develop a triple-triple after she missed Worlds last year. The article concludes with her saying that when she's finally done competing, she wants to skate professionally as long as possible, then choreograph. And that after she competed her free in Vancouver was the best moment of her life. And finally, Johnny Weir may have a date with the Grand Prix, but first he will apparently be making an appearance on the trashy reality wedding show Say Yes to the Dress this season, presumably about the big wedding he will have this summer. The new season premieres June 15th, though when his particular episode airs is unknown. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night, and dream of good assignments for your favorites.